These three contestants are about to play the most exciting game of their lives. Miriam Borries plans on taking her winnings home today to Santa Monica, California. Betty Sweets from Los Angeles is equally sure of winning. And Warren Shamblin, a lingerie salesman from California, whose eyes are all on the same winner circle. From Hollywood, Television City, it's time to press your luck. Here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter
Tamarkin. Hey, thank you, Rod Roddy, and once again, welcome to Press Your Luck, the most competitive game in television, where, as you know by now, you can win a bundle or you can lose your shirt. I'm going to ask you four questions, and your correct answers will earn you spins at the big Press Your Luck game board. Of course, the more spins you have, you know, the more money you can win. Because our board, as you know by now, is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash and terrific prizes. Every time you stop the board like this, stop, you'll win money. Look what I did. I should play this game. $4,000 and a spin. Only problem is if you hit a whammy, that rascal will jump out and reduce your total to zero. So you want to be very careful. With that in mind, are you ready to press your luck?
Ready.
Here comes the first question. Who is the most beautiful woman that Hollywood designer Edith Head says she ever dressed? Class, would you like it in multiple choice?
Mm-hmm.
Here it comes. The most beautiful woman that designer Edith Head ever dressed was Liz Taylor, Greta Garbo, or Kim Novak? Miriam?
Greta Garbo.
Greta Garbo says Miriam. Betty, who do you say?
Greta Garbo.
Greta Garbo. Let's go with Warren and see who he says.
I'll make it unanimous with Greta Garbo.
Greta Garbo. Well, that beautiful lady is Liz Taylor. Well, nobody picks up any spins. I was going to give you a spin apiece if you got it, but you didn't. So we're going to go to question number two. It makes up 21% of the world's daily intake of food. What food is it? Betty.
Potatoes.
Potatoes, says Betty. If you're right, Betty, you'll pick up three big spins. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give Betty's answer and two others to Miriam and Warren. If they're right, they'll get a spin apiece. Is the correct answer potatoes, rice, or corn? Miriam?
May I ask you to clarify something?
Sure.
Are you talking the world's? Are we talking world's here?
Daily, 21%.
I'll go with rice.
You go with rice, all right. Warren, who do you go with?
I go with rice.
You go with rice. Well, each day, 21% of the food the world eats is rice.
All right.
Miriam and Warren. Okay. Miriam picks up a spin. And Warren picks up a spin. And Betty stays with zip so far. Here's our third question. Aside from clear or transparent, what is the most popular shade or color of contact lenses? Betty?
Blue.
All right, Betty. Is the correct answer blue, brown, or hazel? Miriam?
Has to be blue.
Has to be blue. Let's find out from Warren if it has to be blue.
I'll say blue.
You will say blue. The most popular contact lens shade is blue.
Yay!
Everybody picks up spins. Miriam picks up a spin. And Betty picks up three. And Warren goes to two. Here is our fourth question. Give us the last name of the famous lawyer who has become synonymous with palimony. Betty.
Mitchelson.
Mitchelson. All right. Is the correct answer Mitchelson, Belli, or Bailey? Miriam?
Mitchelson.
Mitchelson says Miriam. Let's go over to Warren and see who he says.
It's old Marvin Mitchelson.
Marvin Mitchelson. The Palimony King is Marvin Mitchelson. Correct. Everybody gets to that. Miriam goes to three. Betty goes to six. And Warren goes to three. All right. Just a moment, please. You're going to have a chance to convert those spins into Press Your Luck dollars when we come back. All right, players, we are back. And as you know, there are prizes, and of course, we have surprises. And we have $13,000 in cash, in addition to a few whammies up there on our game board. Now, each spin can bring you up to $1,250. And remember, that's important, because the player who ends this round on top plays last in the final round, and that is a big advantage. Remember, you can pass the remaining spins if you're afraid of the whammy. Everything is at stake each time you spin, and four whammies put you out of the game. So you want to be careful. All right, the player with the fewest spins is Miriam. That means you get to go first. Miriam, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Actually, it's a tie between Warren and Miriam. We will go with Miriam because she's to my furthest left. I wanted to clarify that, Miriam, to be fair, right?
Thank you.
Okay, what a guy. Here we go.
Stop.
A cassette radio. Miriam, well done. Value of that radio is $290. There you are in the money area. Two spins left. What do you want to do?
I'm going to go.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at $100, and you picked up a valuable spin. That's $390. Two spins, press your luck or pass.
I'm going to press my luck.
I figured as much.
Stop.
Stop at $200 and another spin.
Right.
Picking up a lot of spins, Miriam. $590, two spins. What are you going to do?
I'm going to play.
No whammies yet. We're going to do a whole game without whammies today.
Stop.
Stop at $470. That puts you into four figures, $1,060, one spin left, press your luck or pass.
I'm going to pass it.
Well, you're going to pass it to either Betty or Warren, your choice.
Oh.
Betty has six spins, Warren has three. Since neither of them have any dollars, it doesn't matter.
Warren.
The battling Bickersons, it goes to Warren.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
And you have the next three spins, one you've got to take, and here it comes, Warren.
All right, stop.
Miriam did it to you, Warren. Tell you, it doesn't hurt too much because she gave you the spin. You didn't have any dollars anyway,
right.
So she really didn't hurt you that much, right?
And I got him out of my system.
He's out of your system. Yeah, you got your three spins.
So
are you ready?
The game. Let's go.
Here we go.
And stop.
Stop at $1,000.
All right.
Wow. Two spins left, Warren.
I won't dare see him again this round. Let's play.
Okay.
Let's press my luck. All right.
Do the game with one win.
Good to be now. And stop.
Stop at $300. That's $1,300. You are now in first place. One spin left.
You can pass
that spin back to Miriam, or you can go.
I'm going to pass that spin back to Miriam.
I knew it. It's a mere suggestion to Warren. He passes it back to you, Miriam. How sweet. $1,060. Here it comes. Let's see if what Warren felt is coming. It is.
Oh,
you two have a sixth sense. Separated by Betty. No dollars, Miriam. No more spins. We now go to Betty with six spins and no dollars. Betty, you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go.
Press my luck. Stop.
Stop. Oh! Hopefully everyone's got one system. All right. Everybody's got one, Betty. Five more to go. You can make a lot of dollars. Here we go.
Stop
at $700. Second place, Betty. Four spins. What do you want to do?
I'm going to press my luck.
I figured as much.
Stop
at $500. $1,200. $100 less than Warren. Remember, that first place position is an advantageous one. What do you want to do with your three spins?
Play. I'm going to press my luck.
Here she goes.
Stop
at an exercise mower. The value is $250, Betty. That puts you at $1,450 in first place by $150 over Warren. Two spins left. Press your luck or pass.
One
more?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Stop
at $350.
Yes.
That's $1,800. You're in first place, Betty. You going to pass it? It goes to you, Warren. Let's see what happens with one spin, $1,300. You can stay in second place.
Let's take it.
Go in first or tie at zero.
Stop.
Stop at it. Flatware. Value of $550,
right.
Warren. That puts you in first place. We've got Miriam at zero, Betty at 18, and Warren, you're leading at $1,850, which you see later is a big advantage. We'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, and strip prizes right after this.
Buzzer.
It's time for round two, and that means I've got four more questions, four more chances for you to earn some spins. And player with the most money at the end of this round gets to keep it all and come back again tomorrow. With that in mind, are you ready for your first question?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Here it comes. 10 years ago, two well-known tennis stars staged a match titled The Battle of the Sexes. Who won the match?
Billie Jean King.
Miriam.
Billie Jean King.
You were so excited. Billie Jean King. All right, if you're right, you're going to pick up three spins, Miriam. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Miriam's answer, give it to Betty and Warren with two others, and if you guys pick it right, you will get a spin apiece. Isn't that nice? I knew you'd like that. All right, is the correct answer Billie Jean King, Yvonne Goolagong, or Margaret Court? Betty?
Billie Jean King.
Billie Jean King, says Betty. What do you say, Warren?
I say Billie Jean King.
Three Billie Jeans. Well, that Battle of the Sexes winner was, of course, Billie Jean King. Everybody picks up spins. Miriam goes to three, Betty one, Warren one. Here's your second question. The U.S. Census tells us this. Except for marriages that end by death, rounded off to the nearest year, how long will the average marriage last? Betty.
50 years.
How long?
50 years.
50 years, all right. Is the correct answer 50, 5, or 7? Miriam?
for seven.
You'll go for seven, and let's go over to Warren and see what he goes for.
I'll go for seven.
You'll go for seven. Well, the average marriage now lasts about 7 years.
All right.
6.8 for me. Betty, I love your spirit. 50, I agree with you. I think it should be 50 years. We're going for it. Miriam picks up spins and goes to four. Yeah, I gather she goes to four. Betty stays at one, and Warren stays at two. Actually, Warren picks up a spin and goes to two. I was a little bit behind because I chatted with Betty for a while. But we'll move on to question three. Can't fool me. What legendary movie star ruined the sales of undershirts when he revealed he didn't wear one in It Happened One Night? Warren.
Clark Gable.
All right, is the correct answer Clark Gable, Cary Grant, or John Wayne, Miriam?
Absolutely Clark Gable.
Absolutely Clark Gable. Betty, what do you say?
Let's be Clark Gable.
Clark Gable. Well, that guy who didn't wear his undershirt was indeed Clark Gable. Okay, Miriam goes to five, Betty to two, and Warren picks up three and hits to five. Here is our fourth and final question. The people of what country have been swept into a national craze of finding their roots, even though there's likely to be a convict in their past? Warren?
United States.
United States. All right, is the correct answer. United States. China or Australia? Miriam.
I'll go with United States.
U.S. says Miriam. Let's go to Betty and see who she says.
Australia or...
China? Mm-hmm. Australia, United States.
United States.
United States. That country that was once a penal colony is Australia. Miriam stays at five, Betty at two, and Warren at five. And all our players will be taking those valuable spins to the big board to decide who the winner's going to be on Trust Your Luck today when we come back.
Next, which one of these three contestants will avoid the whammy and go home with the big bucks? Stay tuned for Press Your Luck. Then, stars tell all on Tattletales.
All right, players, it's time for Big Bucks on Press Your Luck. You know you can win a bundle because there's over $50,000 in cash up there just waiting for you to get your hands on it. And don't forget the whammy, because he'll come out and take away all your money if he gets the chance, so you want to be careful. Let's look at money. We've got Miriam with no money to look at. We've got Betty at $1,800, and Warren, you ended up with the highest total in round one, $1,850, so you have the distinction of playing last, and this is the final round, which puts you in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, enjoy your one whammy, while we go over to Miriam with five spins, no dollars, and one whammy. Are you ready, Miriam?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get away from that zero and up to some bucks. Oh, that's not the way. That's not the way, Miriam. Now you got two of those demons. Are you ready? $0, four spins. I gather you're going to go.
I'm going to press that.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop. Oh.
My goodness.
My goodness is right, Miriam. Well, the situation is a little different now, Miriam. You have three whammies, three spins. Critical situation. You pick up one more whammy, you'll be out of the game.
I don't think I can win with no money.
I think you're right, Miriam. Although
right?
You did it before.
So
you're
going to
go. Here we go.
Stop
at $750. Now you got some money. Third place, two spins left, three big whammies. What are you going to do, Miriam?
Oh, my.
If you pass those spins, they're passed to Warren, since he's the player with the highest amount of money. You only...
I've got to press my luck.
Going to keep going, make some more money? Okay, here we go. We do not need a whammy here. $2,750. That puts you in first place by about $900. You have one spin left, Miriam. Are you going to take the chance and press your luck, or are you going to pass it? That's one big spin.
It sure is. I'm going to press my luck.
All right, Miriam's going to press her luck. Here she goes.
Come on.
She'll make some money, or she'll be out of the game. Go back two spaces to $5,000. $7,750, and you picked up a spin, so you still have one.
Get it out of here,
Miriam says. Okay, we'll pass that spin over to Warren. But you don't have to play it yet, Warren. You can kind of think about it. The last time she passed your spin, it was deadly.
I remember, yes.
So you can think about it. Well, we go to Betty with $1,800 and two spins. Betty, are you ready?
I'm got ready one whammy. To miss my luck.
Stop it. Big buck! $4,000 and a spin, Betty. That's $5,800 and you picked up a spin. You still have two. Second place, what are you going to do?
Press my luck.
All right, Benny's on a roll.
Stop
at the Bahamas. Oh. A trip for two with a value of $2,050. Betty, that brings you up to $7,850. You have $100 more than Miriam. First place. You want
to
keep going?
All right.
One more spin.
Stop
at away.
Get me.
Betty, you're really invested. Got a whammy, no dollars, no more spins. We're going to have to go over to Warren, who has $1,850. One spin that you have to take. Will you be whammied by Miriam? Let's find out. Here we go.
All right, let's find out.
Stop. Stop at Odyssey. You were not whammied. You got an Odyssey. Value of $1,778. Warren, you now have $3,620, which is almost half of what Miriam has. Five spins left.
Here I came to play. Let's go.
All right, here we go. Warren and Miriam. Stop. It's only $5,000. And a spin. That's $8,628. You still have your five spins. What are you going to do? You're about $1,000 ahead of Miriam.
Press my luck one time.
One time, Warren says. Going to press it.
Stop.
Stop it. Move one space to $1,500 or $500 and a spin.
I'm going to take the $1,500.
I thought you would, Warren. That brings you up to $10,128. Four spins left. A lot of spins. You are about $3,000 ahead of Miriam. What are you going to do?
I'm going to give them to her.
Miriam, here they come. Bam. Four big ones to you. You've got three whammies. You hit a whammy, and Warren wins the game. If you fight him off, anything can happen. Miriam, are you ready with your first spin? Warren, are you ready?
I'm ready.
She hits a whammy, you're going to be the champ. Here it comes. The battling Bickersons go at it.
Stop.
Stop at $2,250, Miriam. That brings you up to $10,000 even. You are $128 shy of Warren.
Oh, God.
You still have your three whammies, three spins. We'll take them one at a time. Warren, are you ready? Miriam, are you ready? Here it comes.
Stop
at $1,500, Miriam. Now you're ahead. You're in the lead. $11,500. Two more you got to deal with. You stay out of the bushes two more times and you can win it. Here it comes.
Stop
at $750 and you picked up a spin. That gives you $12,250. One spin over in the earn column. We'll deal with that later. You've got one more spin. One more whammy. You got to fight off. If you can do it, you can win the game. Here it comes.
Stop
at $500 and a spin. Miriam, you have $12,750, two spins that you can now do whatever you want with. You're about $2,600 ahead of Warren.
My heart can't take it. I got to give it back to Warren.
Her heart's given out, Warren. They come back to you. A seesaw battle. $12,750. Warren, you got to fight it off twice. $10,128. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Miriam, are you ready? Here it comes.
Stop.
Stop at $500 and a spin. $10,628. You got one spin that goes over to the earn column. One that you still have to deal with. If you can fight it off, you still are alive, Warren. Here it comes.
Stop.
Stop at $500. Warren, that gives you $11,128. About $1,600 less than Miriam. One spin left. You're going to take it in your own hands and win, or are you going to pass it to Miriam in hopes that she hits a whammy? What are you going to do?
$1,600, right?
That's about right. Big decision. That's going to be pass. Miriam, it comes to you. Warren's hoping you hit a whammy. If you do, you're out of the game. More importantly, he wins the game. One spin will decide whether we got a champion of new or we keep one that we thought we had before. Who knows? Big bucks. Everything's at stake.
Stop
in New York! You stop in New York, Miriam, and you get it. You pull it out. You're the winner. $2,208. $14,958, Miriam. I can't believe it. You're the big winner today.
Oh.
All right, we are back with today's Press Your Luck winner, Miriam, as now, Miriam, Rod Roddy is going to tell you exactly what you've won, aren't you, Rod?
I sure will, Peter. Miriam, we'll fly two of you round-trip coach from Los Angeles to New York for a six-night stay at the fabulous Eastside Hotel Lexington. You'll enjoy a lovely room with a beautiful view of Midtown Manhattan, and you'll be located near top Fifth Avenue shops, the Hotel Lexington. That prize, totaling $2,208, combined with the $12,750 in cash you've won, gives you a grand total of $14,958. Congratulations!
Total of yesterday that still gives you $14,958. Well done. Betty and Warren, you provided us with one of the best games we've ever had. I must thank you. Terrific, Warren. You both have some prizes because you're not going to go away empty-handed. I want to thank you both for playing. And, of course, Miriam, we're going to see you next time. Of course. Until then, remember, the whammy is a hemi who will put you in a jammy. This is Peter DeMarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
What we have for our departing contestants, the Bissell Double Action Ford Sweeper snaps up dirt and litter off carpets and bare floors. Great for quick pickup and clean vacuuming from Bissell. And Kentucky Fried Chicken gift certificates and special thermal bag. Don't forget the fresh, made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuits, too. All from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Plus, Strawberry Shortcake Riding Fun by Headstrom. 16-inch bike and Strawberry Shortcake, too, exclusively from Headstrom. We put fun on wheels. And Success Boiling Bag Rice, perfect every time. Once you taste its success, nothing else will do. Also, the Presto Popcorn Now Plus Hot Air Popper pops any kind of popcorn, gourmet or regular, with great results every time from Presto. And Denny Moore Beef Stew has hearty carrots and potatoes with chunks of beef and rich gravy. Denny Moore Beef Stew, the real meat and potatoes meal from Hormel.
This is Rod Roddy speaking for Press Your Luck, a Carruthers Company presentation.